Welcome back,
Yes,
guys.
episode four.
Yeah. I'm feeling like settled in this podcast.
I am too for some reason, even though this is like a episode that I feel like would normally bring a lot of people anxiety because we're talking about the firsts of everything in nursing
Right.
school. But for some reason, I'm also feeling just really
Yes.
at peace with this. So,
Yeah, when I got to Kayla's, I was like, I am surprisingly, yeah, we were both just like, we're feeling calm. I think we're just It's just feeling good. We love this
yeah,
little
it's
podcast.
so good. I'm actually really excited to share some things, specifically about this one, because I think the firsts of anything in life, but specifically nursing school, you just try to find everything that can comfort you humanly possible, to the point of I even looked up like people trying on scrubs, and then that even made me feel like for somewhat re some reason just like closer to what I don't know.
Yeah, I think what's so special about this episode is when we originally were talking about making the podcast and stuff, one of the things we said was there's so much we would go back and tell ourselves before we started nursing school. Like you're saying,
Yeah.
there's just so many nerves, so many unknowns. Like, what the heck is nursing school going to be like? And there's just so much I would go back and tell myself right before I started.
Yeah.
And so this episode is kind of a way to do that for other people. If you're starting your nursing program or getting into it, but also something with nursing school, especially our program, because we have a new term every 10 weeks. You're constantly starting something new and
Yep.
experiencing first. You're constantly switching clinical sites, clinical groups, professors, like getting new classes. So you're constantly experiencing new things, and like those feelings of anxiety and
Yeah.
nerves come up all the time. And so it's just, I think it's relatable for anyone, just those
Absolutely.
firsts and the unknown.
Yeah. And if you're looking at the video camera, this is literally us every week up on our emotions.
Roller
They're high,
coaster.
they're low. So it's never gonna be this just like linear kind of line, you know? It's so I
So true.
honestly looking back and being like, oh, like I was, what helped me the most to be prepared? Honestly, like no one can prepare you enough. I think you, because things are constantly changing. I think there's things along the way that you learn, which helps, but you are constantly learning new material. There is new things changing in the nursing world every day. So it's impossible for you to absolutely learn everything, especially in just that little semester. So don't beat yourself up for feeling like you don't know everything. You're never gonna know everything.
Yes, so
Like
true.
my mom always tells me, I always call my mom because she's also a nurse and she's the best. I always
Yes,
call her
she
like when I'm
is.
stressed. She's so amazing. I always call her when I'm stressed. I'm like, Mom, like I don't know all these meds. Like I'm so stressed out. I feel like I'm never gonna learn all these. Like the Davis Drug Guide is as big as this Bible. And then it's like so horrible. And I'm like, there's no way. I was like, praise you, doctors. Like, I don't even understand how you can memorize that. And she would always tell me, Kayla, like, there are nurses and doctors pulling out their phones on the floor, like looking at these drug side effects. Like, you'll honestly, there's new drugs every day. You'll never know all the drugs. So don't worry about that. Know like the good stuff, like in nursing school, like the categories, right? Your hypertensives,
Yes, the
your
big
Exactly, your opioids,
diuretics.
like all of that, like know those categories and you'll be good. Like prefixes and suffixes. I always recommend like flashcards. That helped me so much. And I recently just made flashcards again for my meds. And like I just whip them out like throughout the day. I'll take them if I'm in the car, I'll do it. I know it's not really safe, so maybe don't do that.
Like in waiting in your car.
If you're in traffic, no. But
Just little by little. Honestly, I'm not the best at this, and I'm always trying to like force myself to, but try not to save things for the last minute. Just constantly go over things, but little by little. But I'm so thankful for like those voices of reason, like your mom and
totally.
those people that come in, because it's so easy to get caught up in the spiral and it's so overwhelmed at the start of a new term. And we need those voices like telling us it's gonna be okay. You
Right.
don't need to know everything right now, like one step at a time, one day at a time.
Absolutely. That's what I have to always remind myself is like one day at a time, nursing school is temporary. You will not be feeling this way forever. And some days are just gonna feel like really crappy. Like you're gonna feel like you don't wanna go forward. You're like, I can't do this. So overwhelming. And I'm only 2 weeks in at nursing school. So it's just like, it's gonna be really hard, but you just gotta push through it. And you'll get there. And I think for us, I'm a really anxious person. I overthink everything. I care a
Me
lot
too.
about what my professors think, like to the point where it's like changing what I want to do my profession wise. Like, do I want to do this? Do I want to work ER? Do I want to do OB? And it's like, these teachers have so much of an influence of what how I think, and it's just really hard for me to sometimes like, I guess keep my like keep at my head on like my shoulders and be like, okay, like, but what do I want to do? You know, like these teachers are really smart and they're very encouraging, but I sometimes have to remember to just not take what they say so to heart. I don't know if anyone might be feeling that way, but I just thought to speak on that for a little.
And those professors have like tons of students, and they only know you for a short amount of time. So, of course, like take their feedback, but doesn't mean it's always the truth because they don't know you as well as other people.
100%. And I think, oh, it's blanking my mind. I forgot where I was going with that.
Well, I think we just kind of want to talk about first because we want to get into like all of the first of nursing school, like your first test in clinical. But first, we kind of wanted to talk about our experience. You kind of touched on it, like looking up the West Coast things before we started
Oh,
nursing
yeah,
school, but kind
totally.
of just talking about our feelings about starting nursing school. And yeah, this is something like I hope speaks to someone if you're about to start nursing school, or maybe you're just starting and feeling a little overwhelmed or like, can I do this?
Yes, you can.
Yes, absolutely, you can. And I just, gosh, when I just think about this topic, I remember I said this in the last episode, but I went to Grand Canyon University and did my 2 years of pre-nursing there. And so my spring semester before I was going to start at West Coast, I had just decided to go to West Coast. Like I was committed. I was starting the nursing program at the end of October. Like I knew that was coming. And so I was finishing my prereqs and
So you had like 2 month break?
I was still at school. But
Oh, okay.
I was going to start, it kind of is confusing, but I was going to start my transfer like gen ed classes at West Coast over the summer, but I was going to start the core nursing program
Oh,
when
right,
we
because you can kind
started.
of do it online sometimes, right? Okay, that's
So
right.
I knew, because here's the thing, I can like study, I can do homework assignments, I can take tests. Like none of that is scary to me. Like I've done that. You know, we do that our whole lives in high school and college and stuff. But knowing I was going to start the core nursing program in October, like where you do the hands-on skills, like you're learning so much, that was like such a big jump for me. And I remember, like, I knew I was going to go to West Coast. I knew core nursing school was starting at the end of October. And I remember sitting in my dorm room, it was probably like a random Wednesday night, and like laying on my bed and just thinking, I had known I'd said I wanted to do nursing since I was in like middle school. Like, this is what I'd always said. And I just remember sitting on my bed being like, I don't think, like, I am terrified. I don't think I can go to clinical and like actually do these skills. Like that sounds so scary. And just rem I remember being like, well, maybe I just don't do it. Like, am I about to like call my parents and tell them I don't want to do nursing school? And it was not because I did not want to be a nurse. It was purely fear, just being like, I'm so scared. I don't think I can do it. I don't want to do these skills, like, because I'm just scared that I'm gonna mess up, or like I'm not equipped to do this. And
And the
so
reality of it is, like, you will mess up every single time. You will never get it right 100% the first time. You might. That's pretty cool if you do. But continue what you're saying. What made you kind of come out of that
Well, it's funny. So
feeling?
then I was thinking, like, gosh, I don't really remember much else of that night. Like, I think I literally just like pushed that aside and was like, no, like, I'm not gonna call my
It's
parents
funny
and
'cause
like
in your
tell.
head you were probably like, I know I'm feeling this way, but I'm not actually gonna do it. Like
And
you,
like, yeah, it's just funny
you're like,
because
I'm
it
still
wasn't
gonna
this
go
like,
through.
yeah, big breakthrough moment where I was like, no, I'm gonna do this. I don't remember the rest of the night,
You just woke
honestly.
up in the morning and you were like, okay,
Yeah,
we'll
but
keep
then,
going.
and this is something so simple, but like my mantra through nursing school and just anything scary. And I swear it's helped me so much. I just always tell myself the only way out is through. Like,
Oh,
since
that's the
leading up
affirmation.
to nursing school, the first day of nursing school, my first day of clinical, I've always told myself, Taya, the only way out is through. You're waking up today, you're putting your shoes and your scrubs on, and you're going to clinical. It doesn't matter how scared you are. Like, the only way
You're
out is through.
going.
You're going, you're signed up, like, you're scheduled. Like, and it's like just sounds so silly, but it literally gets me through. I'm like, yeah, like, I'm going. Like, my first day of nursing school was a skills class on a Monday. And I just remember waking up and being like, okay, we're here. The only way out is through. Like, and I've told myself that all throughout nursing school, like, you're just gonna get through it. And I just look back and I think back to that moment in my dorm room in GCU, and that fear was like so real. And now, being almost done with nursing school, having 6 months left, been doing it for over a year, it's like God has just been so faithful. And If you're scared, I just want to tell you that God is going to be so faithful and he's going to bring you through it. And it's not you that is going to get yourself through it. Like, I can't take any credit for it. Like, I always hear people say, like, even if you're really smart, God gave you your brain.
Yeah.
So thank him for it. If you're really good at skills, God gave you your hands and your skills. So glorify him. Like,
Yeah.
all the glory goes back to him. And like, I can truly say I would not be at this
That's
point
so true.
of nursing school without God. Like, I could not, this is not something I could do on my own, 'cause I am
100%.
a naturally like very fearful person, like want to
Yeah.
retreat when like I don't know if I'm going to be good at
Retreat.
something.
Yeah. No, it's,
So,
I think
yeah.
sometimes that's, I love what you said about that, 'cause honestly, sometimes we really forget like to give him the glory and give him thanks, especially when like we pass a test, we're just like calling, like
Yeah.
I'm every single test. I was the student and I still am that we needed a 76. Okay, I got a 76. You know, I was always that student and I still am, and I study my butt off. But
Yeah.
I just remember immediately calling my mom, calling my friends, being like, I passed. And my mom's like, I knew you would. And I'm like,
Right.
I didn't. Like, but sometimes I just have to remember, like, in those times, like, it never was a thought to me before to be like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Like, sometimes I forget to just give him thanks first. And so
Oh,
that's something I've been
totally.
working on.
Yeah.
She's like, thank you, Jesus. Like, and yeah, gosh, I just remember, I didn't have I kind of had a similar situation to yours. But I do remember being really nervous and every day being like, I'm so scared to take tests. The worst thing in the world. Like, test anxiety truly can completely make you not perform well on an exam.
Not
And
because you don't know the information,
right.
but just because you're purely nervous and in your head. Because you
Exactly.
know the information,
Yeah.
you study.
And when I exactly, and growing up, I was kind of always the like, I did not study in high school. I was just getting by. My mom did not make me do the SATs or any of that. So I honestly like just didn't try. So going into nursing school was the first time I actually like learned my studying style, which I think is huge. You have to learn your studying style, and I didn't find mine, by the way, until a year into nursing school. So if you're struggling, it's okay. You'll find it. You just have to kind of trial and error, you know, see what works. We have like Taya, for example, is really good kind of more on her own. She likes to study with herself. I'm very like, I'll talk to everyone. I'll brain dump my mom for 2 hours and I'll bless her heart. She's on the phone for 2 hours with me. And I just brain dump everything that I know on my study guide. And I'll have my whiteboard. I do active recall.
Whiteboards are the
That's huge.
best.
Active recall, everyone needs to do it because you just should brain dump everything that you know. Because one thing I will say, and our Professor Bendon, our OBP professor, shout out to you.
Oh, shout out
She
to her.
always told us, and I'll never forget, she's like, you can't just memorize this material. She was like, you have to know it. And she was like, on the floor, if you don't understand it and you don't really know the why behind it, she was like, that's not gonna like help your patient or save your patient. Your memory is great, but why are we giving these fluids? You know, why are we giving this
That's going to make you a
medication?
great nurse.
Exactly. Knowing the why behind that. So that's something that I've always, it's really hard to do, especially when you're in this program and it's super fast paced and you're like, I just got to get this homework assignment done. I'm just going to kind of just study, try to memorize it. There are certain things you need to memorize. Farm, all memorization. There is nothing pretty about that class. So that is strictly memorization, but I just encourage you to really try to understand the material and it will carry with you for terms ahead. So.
And like you said, everyone's a different kind of studier. So like find your study method, but no matter what, understand the why. And I think honestly, active recall doesn't hurt for anyone. Like just it's always that's so good is
That's
active
always
recall.
helped. And
Just yeah.
maybe the question, if you're starting nursing school, maybe you haven't started yet, but you're going to, should you purchase the iPad that you write on?
I think
I think
100%.
yes. I was like, what's your
It's
take on this?
worth
I
the
didn't even know if you had one.
investment. I mean, gosh, I've taken all my notes. I do everything on it.
I do too. It's my literal lifesaver. It's amazing. And I feel like you don't lose your penmanship because I feel like nowadays no one uses pencils.
Oh, so true. No, and I think it's so, I just think it's so worth the investment.
Yeah, me too.
Totally.
I agree. But I feel like for tests, yeah, that's the biggest advice I can give for that.
I think also for tests, just when you're, well, for me, I do kind of study a little bit, like right when I'm maybe about to take a test, but I try to not, like, once I'm in my classroom, I try to not study. There's always some people in the class
Oh
that
my
are
gosh, their last
cram
minute.
studying.
Yes.
I'm like, I don't, if I didn't
So
study
true.
enough, I didn't study
Yeah.
enough. Like, I'm not going to stress myself out right before. So just like
That's
go
where I
in.
pray.
Yeah,
As
that's
I'm
what I was
sitting there,
going
I
to
close my eyes and
say.
I'm like, Lord, give me the strength. I
Take,
got this.
yeah,
Yeah.
take a few deep breaths, say a prayer, like, and then, you know, you're going to just critically think when you read the questions. And
Right.
so you're just going to work your way through them. So
That's the thing with, sorry
going
to
into the
interrupt
calm
you,
mind.
sorry.
No, you're
We're like,
good. You are good.
with the SATAs and the NGN questions, it's like you can truly never just memorize everything just for those exams because those types of questions are made to make you think critically. And so if you don't understand the why behind something, you will not get that question right. Well, actually, that's not true. There are a lot of people that don't maybe know the why and get the question right. But it really helps someone like me, for example, that's really, tests are really difficult. I have to know the why or else I just won't get the correct, like the answer correct, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
For those
no, it
SATAs,
totally makes
stuff like
sense. Like you
those.
said, they're all about critically thinking.
And going to workshops, if your school has workshops for test taking, go to them. I seriously have gained a lot of knowledge from those tests because it's not just a regular test. They're priority
Yeah, I
questions.
was gonna say, I was
They're.
actually gonna ask you, I assume every nursing student does, but like I
I don't
rely
know
on
if
the
all
pri
schools have,
well, not
but.
the workshops, but I like rely on the priority setting frameworks for answering every
Yeah.
question. Do you?
No, I
Like
do too.
I feel like maybe the first few terms I was like, yeah, I kind of know these, but
Yeah.
now I like really know them and I use them for every
I do
question.
too.
So know
Absolutely.
your priority setting frameworks, because even if you don't know the material, at least you can kind of take in the signs and symptoms and be
Yeah.
like, okay, is this urgent, non-urgent, ABCs, like just the
Right. Oh
basics.
my God.
So
Always airway.
I don't
Just like
think
always
that's,
airway.
yeah, I don't know if that's like, I assume most people use them,
No, I was
but
talking to my friend who went to TCU, and it's like same. Like we've always just joke about ATI. I think it's like every most nursing schools use ATI,
yeah.
for what I know. But, yeah, honestly, it's fun when I'm reading those questions because they explain kind of clinical setting questions, and they're actually like some of them are fairly accurate. I'm like, oh, like I try to picture myself on the floor, and I'm like, oh, like you know, how would I do this? You know, what would I do? But yeah, clinicals can go a little bit into that because
Yeah.
that's a whole thing in itself. I think my first clinical was in a nursing home. And piece of advice, I would highly recommend being a CNA. But if you're not, Taya wasn't, and she's amazing with the patients.
Thank
So you don't necessarily need it, but it definitely, I think, makes a difference and helps you with at least the communication you have with the
Oh,
patients.
totally. It will calm your nerves a little bit.
Because you know how to kind of speak with them, especially since it's, you know, a nursing care facility where you have patients who are not, you know, their mentally cognitive,
Yeah.
mind is just not there. So
Right.
it's can be really challenging to try and direct them and do a head to toe on them. That I remember just being really challenging. So, yeah.
Yeah, something I will say, which I wish I could go back and tell myself this right before I started nursing school, but I think for clinicals, skills lab, sim, just like my biggest piece of advice would just be always be a learner. Go in curious and ready to ask questions. I think, you know, a lot of us
Yes.
are trying to be more confident than we are. It's like just, it's okay if you don't know what you're doing. Like if the instructor is like, hey, someone want to volunteer to like do this, show us this skill. It's like, just do
Raise
it and
your
like be,
hand every time.
yes, like,
I have. Oh, sorry to interrupt
yeah,
you.
no, you're
That
good.
you were there.
Yeah.
She watched me actually insert my first
Yeah,
Foley.
in front of all of us.
It was in front of 10 of my peers, and I will say, if I hadn't had raised my hand and offered to do that, and it was on a real patient, by the way. If I didn't raise my hand to do that, I still would have never done it. Because to this day, I've never done another one.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
you're never guaranteed what you're going to do in clinical.
Right.
So always raise your hand and go
Yeah.
for it.
And I think we're just always worried about like messing up or what are people gonna think, but it's like just be humble. People are never gonna judge you for just like being humble and being a learner. If you go in and
Yes.
try to be all cocky, like yeah, then people are gonna be like,
So true.
but it's like no one's gonna fault you for just being curious and like
No.
wanting to learn. And I think I've grown in that over the years, over the year in nursing school, just like being like, yeah, I'm just gonna volunteer. I'm just gonna, if the instructor asks, does anyone want to try CPR in the mannequin? I'm just gonna
Yeah.
do it. And I don't care if I look stupid. Like I just need, I
You
need to
need the
try it.
practice,
And
absolutely.
nobody is gonna fault you for trying, because they're probably all wishing they had once you did,
Yeah.
you know? And it's just like, I would just say always be a learner, always ask questions and act like you want to be there. That, like, I just go into
Yeah.
clinical, act like you want to
Because
be there.
your professors too,
Yeah.
like one, act like you want to be there because that will actually help you want to be there. But two, your professors,
Oh, they'll
they
see
have
it.
so many connections and like they will see it. And I mean, at the end of the day, they're your professor. They give you that grade to pass or not. So
Yeah.
work your butt off. But also, they have so many connections. You don't know when you're ever going to cross paths with that professor again. So always just be on your best behavior and be respectful because, you know, they like be professional. That's like the biggest thing that I've learned,
Yeah.
and how to speak to your professors. You know, like they're not your friend, they're your teacher. You know,
Yeah,
like
don't
that's
complain in front of
don't,
them.
yeah.
Don't ask to leave early.
Yeah,
Like, just
that was a challenging thing for me. A lot of sometimes, you
it's
know,
hard, yeah.
yeah, we like it's some like you want to, part of you wants to leave early because you're like, I'm so
Oh,
exhausted.
totally.
But then
Yeah.
you're like, okay, but I just need more experience, you know.
Yeah, or like at least just don't say that to your professor. Don't like be
Right.
like, "Can we please leave?" Like, it's
No,
just like,
that's so many people I've
don't.
noticed have
Yeah.
done that before. And in my head, I'm like, I'm so glad they asked that because I really hope that I could go.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no.
thank gosh they said it, right? Like, not me.
Yeah.
But in my head, like, experience is everything.
Yeah.
And
Well, and Kayla, you've like helped me to see that so much. Like, there's just so, we've talked so much about like, you know, we just want to squeeze every moment out of nursing school for the experience. And you're so good about like that CPR example was because of Kayla at simulation. Everyone wanted to leave, and Kayla was like, "No, I'm the professor asked, does anyone want to do CPR?" And you said yes.
I
And that
know.
has like stuck with me because it's like, yeah, I probably, honestly, I probably was, would have been like, no, I want to leave. But like since then, just I always say yes.
Oh, that's sweet, Tay. Because when I said I almost didn't say I wanted to stay because I was like, these people are going to
Right.
kill me. They just want to go home. I get it. But like, my drive to school is 30, 40 minutes every day. I'm going to get everything out of it that I need to. And I'm here to do CPR. And if I'm at my clinicals and something
Yeah.
happens, like, I want to be ready for that.
Something else for clinical that I think of too, that just kind of brings me comfort, because clinical, especially like when you're going into a hospital, is kind of just like nerve-wracking because you don't know what nurse you're going to be with, you don't know what patients you're going to have, like you just don't know what the night's going to bring when you're walking in.
Right.
And something that always comforts me is just knowing like God has gone before me and he already knows how the night or the day or the shift is going to go.
Right.
Like, I'm like, God, you already know the patients that I have. You already like have put me with the nurse I'm supposed to be with. Like, you go before me
Yeah.
and you're going to be beside me the whole shift, and so I don't need to fear. And so
So even if you
it's
have
just
that
like,
tough love nurse, it's like for a
right.
second you're like, God, why'd you pair
I know,
me
I'm
with
like,
this nurse? Couldn't you give me the nice one that's like, you
Right.
know, like encouraging all the other guys? And
Right.
I'm sitting over here getting railed with all these questions, and this girl is like
Yeah.
yelling at me, it
Yeah.
feels
This
like.
sounds
Oh
like a
my gosh.
personal experience.
No, sorry, it was a personal experience. She was amazing though.
The tough
She
nurses
was
definitely
amazing,
grow
and I
you.
will never forget how many seconds you have to scrub the hub with alcohol for. Like, I will never
I've had
forget.
those nurses before
Oh
too.
my gosh, yeah. I'm like sweating thinking about it. It's giving me PTSD.
It's all for a purpose,
No, it
and like
is.
God knows you're gonna get through it, and so just like,
I talk to God. Sorry, I totally cut you off.
keep
I talk
no
to
keep
God more
speaking.
during my clinical shifts than I ever do in my life. I'm
Yes.
not kidding.
Yeah.
Which I probably should. I need to talk to him more just on my day to day, but I talk to him so much in
Yeah.
clinicals.
I was thinking the best prayers I pray are on my drive to
Yes.
clinicals. I'm like, God, please like be with me tonight. I'm so scared. Like,
Yeah.
just please, and you tell me not to be fierce, so like just be with me. And like my strongest prayers are like when I'm going to
I
clinical,
agree.
and I swear he knows what I need. Like, I just, there's so many times where I'm like, God, like just bring me like a good patient that I can really like love on tonight and just like help in some way, because sometimes you just feel
Yes.
so helpless as a nursing student, like
And then
so
he'll give you the
useless.
hardest patient,
Yeah,
and
the
you're
hardest
like,
patient, or just like someone so like dear to your heart that like just you
right.
really connect with, and it's like, okay, you're here, you knew what I needed.
He always knows what
Yeah.
you need.
Yes.
It's so good. It's so
Yeah.
comforting to
Yeah.
just always have that.
Yeah. And just something else to encourage you guys in is that we both like wanted to share is just don't, you don't want to stay in the familiar. Like, get uncomfortable. That's
Yes.
where all the growth happens. I'm so glad I made, like, I didn't choose in my dorm room that night to not go to nursing school.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I just pushed myself out of my comfort zone. It was like, it's has been the hardest thing I've had to do, but so good for me. And like, that's just like where God all the God does all the work.
Yeah.
Just gr you will grow so much, and
Absolutely.
you'll just look back and be like, oh my gosh, like I
Yeah.
feel that way right now. Like, oh my gosh, like I'm at the end of nursing school.
Right.
What?
Like if we just let our emotions take over and like our anxiety and our fear, we will. Oh, wait, this is fun. Sorry, I just got two things stuck in my head. Someone, I forget who told me this, but they were like, you will never do be able to complete, or now it was like 90% of the
Oh,
99% of the
yeah.
things you don't try to do, you won't get to do. And I was like, that's such a simple thing to say. Like basically just saying, if you don't do it, if you don't do it, you're not gonna be able to do it. I don't know why I'm
So
saying this,
true, though,
but
yeah.
like just like kind of, I just made me think, like, you just have to do it, you know?
Just
Like
do
if
it,
you're,
yeah.
I know you're anxious and I know you're scared. Ow, I'm getting a gnarly foot cramp right now. Sorry.
Oh, that's the
Sorry.
worst. That is so painful.
Okay, anyway.
Speak through the
No,
pain.
I'm good. But sorry, guys. I haven't got one of those in a while. But anyway, I just mean to say, like, I'm losing. It really hurts. You can keep
Oh gosh.
talking. Sorry, I'm getting a gnarly foot cramp.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the only way out is through.
Yeah,
You're
sometimes
just,
you just have to do it.
yeah, you'll be so thankful you did. It's so rewarding. And like, yeah. I just have to tell you guys, like, you can do it. Like, I've been there and I definitely thought I couldn't do it, but you can do it and you will do it. Like, you will get through it.
Yeah.
You will just show up for your first skills, then you'll go to your first lecture, and then before you know it, you're a year into nursing school and
Yeah.
you got the routine down. When your classes start, you just look at everything, you got everything together, get my clinical bag, like, yeah.
Yeah, now we get those emails every like couple we get those emails every like couple months, and it's like time for registration, registration's open, and we're like, we didn't think we'd make it through this one, and we're making it through every single one. Like, it's
Right?
just so crazy to think.
Yeah. And this message is like so good for myself even right now, because we're a few weeks away from starting critical care, which is like such a big term of nursing school. And
Yeah.
I would be lying if I said I wasn't feeling nerves and anxiety. I'm excited to get the experience, but it's like, oh my gosh, like getting back in the hospital, like ER, ICU,
Right.
really getting into my skills, which I haven't really
We
had much
haven't had
practice with.
since
Yeah.
you go through like OB, peds, public health, and it's like you don't practice a lot of those
Right.
skills, to be honest.
Right.
So
So,
it's definitely really scary, which we would definitely test to go to those open skills that they have, practice as much as you
Yeah.
can,
Just do
like
it while you're in nursing
watch
school
all the
now.
videos you can. We're taking ALS before critical care. We heard that it's really good to do before. So just kind of do as much as you can to prepare yourself. Because truthfully, the people and the nurses on the floor, like, they do expect you to kind of know it, which I know sounds terrifying. Like, I remember calling you or being like, I'm so scared because they expect me to know all these things.
Right.
But what I would highly recommend just telling your nurse is like, hey, like, I just want to be honest with you. I'm really eager to learn and I want to be here and I want to learn everything that I can, but I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't done A, B, and C.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't, like, just be honest, even if it
Yeah.
feels like a little uncomfortable, but you don't want to just like act to your nurse like you know everything, because they're going to trust you to do something and you might actually cause harm to the patient, you know?
Right.
So,
And you'll never regret also just putting in the time for extra
no.
practice
Oh my
as
gosh,
well.
never. Never have I
So.
was ever like, oh gosh, I really wish I didn't go to that open skills and practice that IV. Like, you
Yeah.
know?
Yeah, it's so true.
So, do you want to read that
Yeah.
verse really quick?
Yeah,
I was also gonna say I could open mine too.
we just have two verses we want to give you guys. Honestly, this verse I'm gonna read has been like, I've clung to it all throughout nursing school, but it's 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, love, and a sound mind. So I think about that every time
I
before I
love
go to
that.
clinical.
No, that one's good. Mine is just trust him in all times, so people pour out our hearts to him. For God is our refuge. And I think, like, definitely when things seem all wrong, like, look for those growth opportunities. You
Yeah.
know, like, when you're feeling like you can't trust, like, you can trust in him. He
Yeah,
will
he's
never
right
fail
there
you.
with you. When
Yes.
you're doing that IV or that catheter, like, he's
Yes.
right there.
He's right there. He's cheering you on. And gosh, it's just been day by day for me. I just honestly just take it day by day.
Totally.
And when I think I can't do it, I do. And I can. And I do it every single time. I think I'm not going to pass that test. I'm crying on the third med math retake. I was It took this one time. It sounds really scary to anyone's listening. I actually got really good at med math. I'm good now.
You are dialed.
I'm dialed, right? But the first couple ones, I didn't pass. I got like an 89, 88.
Yeah,
I was
so
like one
close.
question off, and I was like, yeah, but that's like three people I just missed those dosages for. So it's very important to really be good at it. But I just remember sitting there in the class, and I was middle of my exam, terrified, shaking. I was like, I'm not gonna pass. I'm gonna get kicked out. I was like, I'm not gonna be able to move forward. And I just remember God being like, when have I ever failed you? And I just like was in the back of my head the
Amen.
whole time. And I was like, you're right. You have never failed me. I was like, you've given me the strength to keep going when I feel like I'm failing. Like, I pray for strength for through hard times, and you give me a really hard situation that I have to actually be strong in. And so prayers are really powerful. Like, you ask for something and he'll give you that, but in a different light,
He's
So
so faithful.
yeah, God's good.
He is. Yep. He's
Gosh,
so good.
maybe we need a part two for this
Yeah,
one.
we honestly would love to expand.
I think we should, because honestly, I didn't think we were gonna. I told Taya before this, I don't really like feel like there's a lot to talk about. And she was like, dude, what are you
I'm like,
talking
I feel
about?
like we have a lot to
Yeah,
talk
and I was like,
about.
gosh, maybe we do need a part
Yeah,
two.
maybe get
So
more nitty-gritty into like
yeah,
the
certain
specific
ones,
things we did.
maybe certain like rotations specifically,
Right.
what helped
Yeah.
us.
But we want you to know you guys got this, and we 100%, like with all of our hearts, believe in you and like
Absolutely.
know you can do it and are like
Absolutely.
testimonies of how you can do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was that airheaded friend in high school. Like, no one would come to me with their like questions. I'm so serious. I said it sounds really sad, but and now I'm like the nurse friend. I'm
People are
like,
calling,
people are
yeah,
calling me up. I'm
right.
like, okay, I'm not a doctor, people. Hold up. But like they're calling me up, So
Yeah.
you can do it. You can do anything you set your mind to. And we just wanna give that to you and praise God for everything he's done, and he's so faithful. So just remember that.
So good.
Yeah.
You want to pray for us?
Yeah, I'll say a quick little prayer.
Okay.
Yeah, like we always say, bow your heads, close your eyes. If you're in the car, just keep driving.
Yeah.
Jesus, we just thank you for today, and we thank you for every person that is listening to this podcast right now. And if they're on their way to clinicals or their test, Jesus, that you just calm their anxiety. You give them power and patience, self-control, kindness, and compassion to whoever they're going to be interacting with today, Lord. And I just pray for that person that's really stressed out about that exam, that you help them know that it does not define them, and they will succeed no matter what, even if this one does not go the way they want. But we just want to praise you, Jesus, and thank you for everything that you've done, and thank you for getting us through all the tough times and all the good ones. We love you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. All
All
right,
right.
guys. Have a great week.
Yes, enjoy your week, and we'll see you
Yeah.
guys in a couple weeks.
Bye.
Bye.